what does love even look like at this stage? Because it would be much different. Both people would be set in their ways. Well, what does that look like? I don't know.
Dating after age 50? I've had questions, even before the pandemic.
And at the end of the evening, she just grabbed me and gave me this impassioned goodnight kiss that just left me feeling like, my God. So when she turned me down for second date, I said, look, I know you had a good time last week.
You know, you'd look at these pictures of these men, you know, looking in the bathroom mirror or holding a fish or whatever, and you go, nope.
Don't be so self-conscious because everybody else is in the same boat you are. They're alone. They're stuck at home.
This is season 2 of Dating While Gray, the grown-up's guide to love, sex, and relationships. I'm Laura Stassi. I was married for almost 30 years, and then I got divorced. I've learned how to be great on my own, but I would like to share my life again. And as someone with a terrible sense of direction, I'm really not sure how to get there. So I'm asking for help from dating and relationship experts and from other people who are looking for love or who found it in these later years. I'm sharing everything I learned because one thing I do know, a lot of us need advice. We need motivation. We need inspiration.
I passed out.
Okay, wait a minute. This was before you went to bed.
Yes, okay. Before the sex.
COVID is the best and worst thing to ever happen to dating. And we have yet to see how that is going to play out in the long term, but it is still possible for you to find love.
You know, we're all sort of starting, and I'm 70, and I'm starting, well, I'm trying to start, you know, full speed ahead, let's meet someone, let's fall in love again.
Dating While Gray, season 2 with WUNC, North Carolina Public Radio, coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.